We are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We have the last two Taisvos in to learn. Now, just to refresh our memory, let us say the Gemara Mignei Matiknu Zman Begitten. Abyechen and Omar Mishum Basa Chaisai Reish Lakish Omar Mishum Peiris. It means Rabbi Yechanan said, if there won't be a Zman in the get, so if his wife will be Mizane and Bezlin will want to kill her, as Nus, with Edim, as Chom, so the husband will give her a get without a Zman. By giving a get without a Zman, so Bezlin will not know exactly if she was geget before this nus or after this nus. She tiny, she was geget before this nus. And Bezin doesn't know. Al kaponim, the ignorance of not knowing when she was geget is sufficient that Bezin won't kill her. So therefore they made as man and the get that when a person gives a get, he has to see when the get was written. So Memela, if he'll have any intent to write a get after she was Mizane, he won't be successful because they have to write as man in the get. And we'll see already that the get was written after this news. Mishum basa chaisa is a ktaisvish le yechapa leo she'en boizman. He shouldn't be mechapa leo, he shouldn't cover up if there won't be as man. The loy amrinen ukme acheskes aishesish va'ashto di garshe, kivin shi grusha lefoneinu, void adarabo ukme becheskes ksheiro, shaloy nivalok shi aishesish. Now, this is a very difficult Taisvis. Now, let us elaborate a little what Taisvis is asking and what Taisvis is answering. Taisvis is asking a moira de kekashe. Taisvis asks, what will the husband accomplish by giving her a get without a zman? That means, let's say, she was mizane reish chaydesh iyo. That we know she was mizane reish chaydesh iyo. Her husband goes and gives her a get without a zman. She comes with a get and she says, I was get from reish chaydesh nisan. Fine, that's what she says. The husband says it, but there's no nemonis here. So we learn, also, maybe it was Rish Chaydish Nissen, maybe it wasn't Rish Chaydish Nissen, I don't know, maybe, so we can't kill her. So Taisha says, well, and all sveik is, we have a klal, we shtel an chazoke. If you don't know if something changed, if something didn't change, we shtel an chazoke. We say, mistome status quo. Mistome, it didn't change. The makar of this we learn out from Nigoy. The Kohen goes into a house, and he sees a nega, and the nega has the size that's metame. So the Kohen looks at the nega, he goes out, he shuts the door, and he says, Tome. So the Gemara says, maybe it changed in the meantime. How do you know? How could the Kohen say Tome? So from this we learn out is a din chazoke. There's a din chazoke that... That we say, Mistome, it did not change. So Taisvis asks Akasha, so, you have a get. The get says that she was geget. Now the Shaila is, when was she geget? She was Mizana Reish Chaydesh Iyo. So, now let's say, now it's Reish Chaydesh Sivan. So we have your Shaila. They say she was geget from Reish Chaydesh Nisan. She was Mezana from Reish Chaydesh Iyo. Now it's Reish Chaydesh Sivan. So they say Sakasha. So if we'll have a suffix, when was this woman geget? So we should shtel on Chazoke. Whatever you don't know, you shtel on Chazoke. So we'll clarify, was this woman geget Reish Chaydesh Iyo? Mistame not. We shtel on Chazoke. I see a get now, so Mistama, hashtu idigarsha, Mistama, now she got the get. That means Chazaka always tells me that kol zman, you don't know of a change, you assume there wasn't a change. So Aresh Chaydishi, I don't know if there was a change, could be she got, I see a get, the get could be, it happened later. So Al pi halacha, Taisa says we should kill her with his get, without his man, because we're still on chazaka that she was still married Rosh Chodesh. That is Taisa's kash. Lemrin in ukma cheska say shesish va hashdu digarsh. So Taisa says, given she grusha lefanein. So Taisa says, but now I see she's a grusha. So we stop with this, what Taisvus is saying, and this is very difficult, what Taisvus is saying. That means you have someone who is a chazaka de mikore that she was an eshesish. Now she's a grusha, and I'm clearing, when did the hishtanis occur? When did the change occur? So the halacha is, mikoya chazaka, you say it occurred as late as possible. Doesn't matter that now she's a grusha. Sure, she's a grusha now. But I can push off the geirish until as much as I can. So when we're clearing chodesh iyul, if she was a grusha, l'chayre, we should stel on chazaka the mikore. And let's bring proof to this. Let's bring a similar case. The Gemara says, the similar case, Mikveh shenimdat v'nimtza chosa. Kol hakelim shetov lo agabam tmeim. Now, we have a very interesting scenario. We had a mikveh, 10 o'clock, there was 40 saw in the mikveh. A kosher mikveh. 12 o'clock, we measured the mikveh, there's 39 saw. So, 12 o'clock, it's a posel a mikveh. Now, someone tovled kelim 11 o'clock. What is the din? Do I assume it was still kosher 11 o'clock, or do I assume it was chosar 11 o'clock? Now, here we are, chazoka de mikore, that says that it was stomach kosher 11 o'clock. I have a chazoka de hashte, that says it's chosar. So the Gemara says, the kelim atomei, because of tarti l'reyesi. What's tarti l'reyesi? Number one, the mikveh is now chosar. But that's only number one. Number two, the kelim have a cheskes tumah. That means before we table the kelim, there was zicha tumah. So now I'm clearing a shaila, did the cheskes tumah go off? So the chazaka tells me the cheskes tumah remain. So you have two strikes, two tarti l'reyesi, two strikes against the kashkes of the mikveh. The mikveh was taka kosher 10 o'clock, but I have two strikes that say that the kelim didn't become toyer. One, the cheskes tumah of the kelim. Two, hashtahu, because arei chosel lefanecha. You see, it doesn't have 39 so. It doesn't have 40 so. Al koponim, when we have a chazaka de mikorim, a chazaka de hashtah, without another chazaka, we won't be sois a chazaka de mikorim. So what is pshat and taisus? That is the difficulty that the achayinim ask on taisus. Pnei Yeshua asked this question. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, let us just go a little further in taisus. Taisus, v'oid adara v'ukme b'cheskas k'sheiresh le'nivalok she'eshesish. Taisvi says, there's another chazoka that tells me she was a grusha b'shastiznus, because mistama roiv noshim aksheiris. So a woman is b'cheskas kashris. So if I see a woman being mizane, I should assume mistama she's giget. Bas Yisroel won't be mizane, I'll say shesish. So I have here two factors. Number one, I see she's now a grusha, plus the cheskas kashrus. There's the cheskas kashrus, mistome, she's a ksheire. So mistome, if she was mizane, mistome, she was geget already. So the cheskas kashrus with the grusha lefonecho, they make a dent in the cheskas eishesish, and therefore we won't kill her. That is what the Pnei Yeshua says. So the Pnei Yeshua says that Va'oi is not a new teretz, no, it's a hemshech, it's a continuation. It's one big teretz. I have two factors which are soisa v'cheskes eishes ish, a regrusha lefonecha, and another factor, v'cheskes ksheilo. She's v'cheskes ksheilo. Even though the Pnei Yeshua is Ma'ira, really you should know this woman is not a ksheilo, because the ksheilos aren't mizana even though after the geirish, and that is not the normal action of a Bas Yisrael, but so she's not such a ksheira, but to be mizan al teishes ish, zalkaponin to be mitzvarif with the grusha lefonecho to make a sofik in the cheskas teishes ish, this is sufficient. This is one teretz. Another teretz, I thought, and I saw, they bring down for Rav Naftali something similar. I'd like to say over another teretz. The din chazoke, the achroinim amavaya, the chidushirim, the chem de shloime, there are two cases of chazoke. There are two distinct cases of chazoke. There's one case of chazoke, let us say the case we had mentioned before, by a nega, the koyim so a nega, the nega hera shir tume, he walks out of the room, he shuts the door, and before he says Tomei, someone asks him, before he says Tomei, maybe the nega changed. So the Gemara says, no, Yishtel HaChazoke. Now, this din chazoke is, Achsekinen reyese bechdi loim achsekinen. Why should you think there was a change? Or perhaps better, they said, you have no right to think there was a change. Possible is possible. That's true. But the din of chazoke is, don't clear sveikus. If you have no reason to clear a sofik, so don't clear. So you should assume it didn't change. That's what the Torah is telling you. If you have no legitimate reason to think there was a change, so you should think positively there wasn't a change. You don't have to clear. Don't make sveikus. So there's no suffix. There's no suffix. I don't clear. So here's a din of avadai. So it's zikha, the nega did not change. Let's speak about another case. Let's say a case, there was an eishes ish, and the husband threw a get. And there's four eidim standing. Two eidim say the get was korev le'isha, so she was geget. Two other eidim say it was korev lebal, and she's not geget. So you have trei. And we'll shtel on chazokes. I don't know, is she geget, is she not geget, we'll shtel on chazoke. Now what does chazoke tell us over here? Chazoke tells us, you know, why are you clearing? Don't clear. She was an eishes ish, she's still an eishes ish. You can't say this over here. What do you mean why I'm clearing? I have a sofik lefaneinu. Two Adam say she was geget. Two Adam say she wasn't geget. This svara of chazoke, that you have no right to make sveikis, is not applicable over here when I have a suffix lefaneinu. I have a suffix. Two Adam say she's geget. Two Adam say she's not geget. But you also shtel on chazoke. This din chazoke is not a vadai. This din chazoke is a halacha. If you don't know what to do, continue the way it was till now. That means this chazok is not a biru, this chazok is not, I assume. In the first case, the kohen assumes the nega did not change. In the second case, not I assume that there was korev loy, and I assume that. No, I don't assume any. I don't know what happened. But the halach is, if you don't know what happened, so halachically, she has the same dinim that she had till now. If you don't know what to do, that's an hogas ha-toyah. But this is not an assumption, this is a halach, an hogah. If you don't know what to do, so you should feel zich, you should continue the way it was till now. This is a second din of chazak. Now, Bizrayis Machoinim the Shav Shmaitse says the second din of Chazoke is a din in Hilchus Isurim. That means if you don't know what to do, she still has a din of Eishes Ish. But when we want to kill someone, when we want to kill someone, with halachas you won't kill someone. There we need a bill. You need to wait them. You must have made. You don't. Halachas, we won't kill a person with a halachas. So Memele Tosfos is saying as follows. If she wouldn't be a grusha lefonecha. Now, Clara, Shaila, how can you kill this woman? Maybe she's a grusha. She'll say she's a grusha. But I don't clear any Shaila. Why should I clear? She was an Eishes Ish till now. I have no right to have a suffix that this woman became this goddess. Then you could take a killer if she doesn't show a get. But if I have a get lefonenu, so I know this woman was get. I don't know when. So that what I say, that I assume that Rosh Chodesh Iyar she still was married, that is not a birur, that is not a vadois, that why should I clear she was get Rosh Chodesh Iyar? You could clear, you see a get, it's possible that she was get Rosh Chodesh Iyar. No, the halacha is she has an ilchus eishes ish. Kol man, you can't disprove it. But that's a halacha. That's an hage. A person is not killed al pi halachas and an hages. And isurim will be noig like that, but not legabi Mrs. Bez. So that's how others want to say pshat and Tosfos. Like ukma acheskes eishes ish vashto di garsha. Kivin she grusha lefoneinu. So she grusha lefoneinu does not mean that we don't stel on chazaka. We still stel on chazaka. But the chazaka is not a birah, the chazaka is a din, and we will not kill a person because of a halacha and a din. Let us see the next statement. Reish Lakish Omar Mishum Peiris. Reish Lakish said that the reason we write as man is because of Peiris. Kedei she teida ha'isha. Mosai nichta venechtam, so the woman should know when the get was written. Leitavsit peiris achas nesine. She shouldn't lose the peiris achas nesine. So the purpose of the takona of zman, according to Reish Lakish, is that we should know when she acquired the peiris. That's the purpose of this man. She acquires the peiris, b'shas tzive, b'shas chsime. So we have to know this. So that's the purpose of the takol. V'im taimel, v'ektois v'z get mu'ucha yiposel me'hai taim. So what'll be if a person writes a later date on the get? Mekavoni writes a later date. So this date is the exact opposite of what Chazal wanted when they were Mesakan Azman. Chazal wanted that if you'll write this man of the Chsime, so I'll know when she acquires the Peiris. But if you write a later date on a get, so Fakert, you don't know when she acquired the Peiris, Fakert. You put a later date. So you took away her Schus from Zman. Fraktaisviz, in time a get mu'ucha yi posel may hai time, a get mu'ucha should be posel. Be perik et poshet mu'chach te kosho. And then perik et poshet, it's mu'chach that it's a kosher get. The omar, it says as follows. Get mu'kusher, she nichtov eidov mitoichai kosho, minei she yochel la'asoy say posho. Now let's just understand what the Gemara is saying. Chazal were mesakin that when a Kohen gives his wife a get, he has to give her a special type of a get. Not a normal get, he has to give her a get makusha. What was a get makusha? A get makusha was a very complicated get. They wrote one shura, then they sewed up the shura, they bent it over and they sewed it up, and then on the back of the, on the other side of the get, to aid them chasme. And they write a second row, and they fold it, and they sew it. And again, after each line, there's a whole procedure. Now, what's the purpose of this procedure? There's a very simple purpose. Kahanim are perhaps they have a temper. Amcha kemerive koyim, the pasuk says, the kahanim are kapdonim. Things bother them very quickly. No, if things bother them very quickly, so with their temperament, it's very olol, something happens in the house, so they don't have too much patience, so they go to write again. So another person which has such a temperament is nishkefelach, he'll cool off, he'll remarry her. I mean, it's not ekvel. But a koyin, if a koyin is of kahak the tzoris, he'll give her a get, and then it's finished, he can't remarry her. So Chazal said, we're gonna make a get. By the time the get will be finished, you'll cool off already. Because this get is so complicated, you'll be so frustrated how the get has to be written, you'll decide maybe I'll think it over and I won't give her a get. So they made a get makusha. They made a get makusha with a multitude of halachas. Now, one of the halachas is that the eidim sign on the other side of the get, on each row they sign. Another halacha is that the zman of the get makusha is a year later. So when you read the get makusha, you know you have to deduct a year. That was the chelik of the takon. You have to make such a zman. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra, what happens if they made a get makusha but they didn't follow the halachas properly? The edim chasmet inside the get, not on the other side. They signed inside the get. Underneath each line they sign. So the Gemara says it's a kosher get. Why is it a kosher get? So the Gemara says so it's not a get makusha, so it's a get poshut. So it's a poshut get. If they eat them are inside, so it's a kosher get, also get poshut. Like Taisvis, but there's another problem. If we say a get makusha, the year is a year later, so now that you can use it for a poshut, it's a year later, so it's a get mu'ucha. And the Gemara says it's kosher, so we see from this Gemara that a get mu'ucha is kosher. Taisha wanted to prove this fact, that a get with a zman mu'ucha, a get with a later date is a kosher a get, and that's Taisha brings this from the Gemara Bava Basra. Nachamu, periket poshet mu'uchach the kosher, a get mu'ucha is kosher, the Omar get makusha shekosav eidov mitoichai. If the eidim signed inside the get, it's kosher. Neshayochel asay say poshet, because he can make it a poshet, so it will be a get poshet. So Taisha says was yeh meucha, but if he makes it a poshet, so it will be a later zman. The makusha amrinen hosan molach shone meinim loishtayim. And the get makusha, You err on a year to the Shnas HaMelech. V'achshav yimnu mizman ha-kosoboy v'din poshet sh'lo yodu d'tchilosoy mikusha. They will not know that it was a mikusha. So they'll think that this is this man. Now, so we have a Gemara, so let's get back to Taisus Kasha. So we have a Gemara, Taisus proof of a Gemara, get ma'ucha is kosher. Now, a get ma'ucha is the exact opposite of takonas zman. I mean, let's talk according to Reish Lakish. We were misakin as man to know when the get was written, when she could acquire the peiris. Now he goes and writes a later zman, so biyadayim, he's taking away her schus. So that's worse than a get she'ein bo zman. A get she'ein bo zman, he might tiny that he wrote it later. But here he taka wrote it and decided it was later. And it's a kosher again. That's the Yisus Kasher. Ba'imari, so the Ri says Amurdiki Yisot, the Bemu'ucha reina bal mafsid peiris mishas chasime, hele mishas hazman, dein roi legarish boi, afilu nosne lo la'alta, dein negerish in cholim ad hazman. So Taisvi says Amurdiki Zach, so Taisvi says, you know why, mishas ksive, we'll talk about chasime in a minute, you know why mishas ksive, the husband loses the peiris, because the get was written already, and it's roi to be megadish now with this get. So Chazal said, so the minute it becomes roi, the get was in such a matzav, you could be megadish now with this get. So Lagabi Peiris is, we consider she's geget already. Because the get isn't already in a matzav that it's roi legadish. So Taisa says, but if he wrote in the get 2 months later, so Ephel will give her the get now. He'll give her the get now, it's Elo, and he'll give her the get, and the get says Kislev. She won't be geget now. She's geget Kislev. I get Me'uche, so the Chalois Agerishin will first be Chal, when this man is. So she's not royally garish boyacho. So she doesn't get the Peiris now. The Peiris don't belong to her. See, not mafsit her. The whole takon of man is if you have a get, which is roi legarish by akshav, so we say, we consider legabi the peiris, she was geget already, and she's kind of the peiris. But a get that's not roi legarish by akshav, so we say that she'll first acquire the peiris when she's roi legarish, so there's no problem whatsoever. So now Tosis is going to go and elaborate on this yesod, that you need roi legarish by akshav. So Tosis says, not as explain this. Nichta v'yoyim l'Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon says it's kosher because kivin shenosan ein of legarsha shuv less lo peiri. Why is it roi legarish bayachsho? It's not roi legarish bayachsho. You need eidach simen. They first chasm that night. So Taisa says roi legarish by miyad. He can give it right away. Afa pishalei nechtam. Even though it wasn't nechtam, ayidei eidim mesire. But with eidim mesire, you can give it. Rab Shimon Sova Kabbalos, the day the Messiri Kals, Kedemina Bepere Kam. Ula Rabono. So Memele, so Taisvis says that the Svore, when does the woman acquire Peres? The woman acquires Peres when the get is in a matzav that it's Choy Legarish Boy Achso. The minute it's Choy Legarish Boy, so then she acquires the papers. So Taisvis asks, so what's the svar of the Rabbonon? Why do the Rabbonon say she acquires the papers Pishas Tachsime? Taisvis just said, according to Rab Shimon, she acquires the papers Pishas Ksive, because it's Roy Legarish Boyachshav. Because he can give her a get, he can give her the get now. So why, according to the Rabbonon, we have to wait for the Ksime? Ula Rabbonon, afogav the Roy Legarish Boy, it's Roy Legarish Boy. Since there's no koil, ain't habal mafsid peiris. Since there's no koil, the baal is not mafsid the peiris. And what's this Indian of koil? So, I saw in Sukkas David, he brings down that the Indian of koil is as follows. If there is a koil, and people know that he's interested in giving a get, so then, since he's interested in giving a get, so I say that he won't change his mind. It means like this. The Emerson Sai the Rabbonon and Sai Rav Shimon old Nosan Ein of Legarsha. When he decides to give her a get, so he loses the payers already. Lost the name of Legarsha. According to the Rabbonon, he wrote a get. No one knows about it. That's not called he decided yet. He can still change his mind. He wrote a get and he could change his mind. If there was a chsim already and there's Adam there, now everyone in the shtot knows that he wrote a get already, that's called Nosan Ein of Legarsha. That means he's determined. So then he loses the payers. Kol's man, his intentions are not known to the outside world. That's not called Nosan Ein of Legarsha. Still called Chaloimus. Maybe, but that's not called Nosan Ein of Legarsha is when everyone knows what his intentions are. That's called Nosan Ein of Legarsha. So that's why the Chomam hold that she first acquires the Peiris by Chsimus again. Then there's a Kel. Avol Kshesukim Bo'ise Yinyin, the Yesh Koil, ורואי לגרש בוי, מפסידה בר פרס משעס כסיבה כדי אומה לקמון. So it's America Gemara further. The Gemara says further that what happens, the Sefer was writing the get Yud Zayin of, and it was 15 minutes before the Shkia, and the Edom are there already, and they're ready to sign, and the Sefer is writing the get like a snail, and they're looking at the Shkia and thus, and Bekitza, they were all there to sign the get, but they were unable to sign the get because the get was first finished 2 hours after the Shkia. Fine. And then they signed the get. So the Gemara says, so we call this a get mugdim. I mean, it was written by day and it was signed at night. The Gemara says, I feel according to the Chachamim, it's a kosher get. Because given Shaya Asukim Ba'isei Inyan, so Bishas, the Ksiva, the Edim were there. And they were preparing to sign, so a keil was done by the ksiva. If you have a keil by the ksiva, so that's called nos nein of legarsha. You don't need the chesime bepoil. The chesime is a chetimtze to make a keil to show that he's determined together. That's called nos nein of legarsha. If it was asukim boise inyan, but they were unable to chasme, then she loses the payness mishas the ksiva, according to Reb Shimon. According to the Chacham. The Koshelari. So it comes out that, if you have Eden, and it's Ruyele Garish, is a curl, so then, from then on she loses the pay, he loses the payers. The Koshem, Lari, Domrina, Lakamon, Omala, Sore, Kis, Forget, Leishtim. A person told 10 people, write a get to my wife, v'chosim boy beitrei minai b'yoim. So that day, so we have 10 after chasmet. So that day, 2 chasmet, v'inoch mikan adasore yoimi, and the rest, chasmet, in 10 days. V'resh lokish oma kulam mishumeidim, that all 10 are Edim, until the 10th Eid won't chasme, the payers belong to him. That means, if we would say that 2 are Edim and the other 8 is a Tanai that they have to sign, so then the get was Nigmar, after the 2 Edim signed the same day, so he lost the payers immediately. But if I say that this get has 10 Edim, so Reish Lakish says that when will he lose the payers? When will she acquire the payers? When the 10th eight chasmas. Sishtay. Apostle. So it's apostle again, because it's a mugdim. The 10th eight apostle, 10 days later after the get was written, so it's a mugdim. Vamai, Vaktaisvis, the way I explained, Yesh Lakil, there was when the 2 Edom that chasmed already, so there was a kill already, and that was chasmed the same day. And if he want, he can give the get right now. He could say he could be mevata on the other eight. The opposite pages, mishachosma beizri shainim, v'kosher legarish boy. Some emailer, so Tais says, why does the Gemara say later that it's apostle to get? The get became the skasher b'shas. Ba'isayim shechos m'boi shnei edim arishayinim. B'shloim ha'koz man shabal makbid v'chos m'kulam. Ein k'olat sheyichtem m'kulam o'y sheyasukim lachtem. So Tosfos says, that means if the Baal wants 10 edim, so he's not up to gerishin yet. Koz man, the all the edim don't chasme, so he can still change his mind. People don't talk about it. The Edom only talk about if they know that it's finished, the get is finished, and it's a fault that can get, then they'll talk about it. But if we all know we need 10 people to chasma on the get, and the Baal can still change his mind, so there's nothing but to talk about. So there's no keil. So therefore, she doesn't acquire the payers. Now, let us just go the next shura of the Gemara, which we had learned. Reish Lakish my time loy omak Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? The time is al shema yechaper. Omalacha znus loishchiche. So Rish Lakish said, znus loishchiche. Let us see Taisus. Znus loishchiche, perish. That what it means, znus loishchiche, perish, znus be'edem abasro. Such as znus is loishchiche. That the shisha be mizane bifnei edem abasro, that's a milsad loishchiche. The Gemara does not want to say that the whole concept of znus is a milsud loishchich, and we didn't make any gzeiras on that. The bereish ksub is tiknu shetei psulan nisays b'yoyim harbi. Is a takone that a psula should get married Wednesday. Why? Shimhoyu loitainis psulim. What's the inyan of Wednesday? What's the school of Wednesday? It means Bizman Chazal, she was an Arusa 12 months earlier. The Nisuyin is 12 months later. And they said the day of the Nisuyin you have to make sure comes out on the Wednesday. Why on the Wednesday? Because she's Niveles Leil Chamishi. And if she was a Ba'ule, so he'll be fuming because so comes out his wife was Mizana Tachtov in this 12 month period. So right away, the next day, Thursday, there's a yeshiva's Bezin. So we'll go to Bezin and tell Bezin that she was a bulin, and Bezin will take care of it. Tell him to give her a get, shav yinafshe. And that's if you get married Wednesday. If you get married on the Tuesday, so there's no Bezin Wednesday, till Thursday, she can twist him around her pinky, and he won't go to Bezin anymore. So Chazal made a special takonet, that all psulis should get married on Wednesday. Why? Because maybe she was mizana tachto. Ais nusloi shchiche. Here we go, nusloi shchiche. So you're making a takone. So that's the raya. Nusloi shchiche means not that's nusloi shchiche. A raya is the dvorim shenavshi shalodem mecham dosom. No, nus beidem abasro. That's loi shchiche. But nusloi shchiche. Shimhoyu loy tainis pesulim yashkim lebezn the chayshinin likuri dait. Teretz number one. Teretz number two. So in Mela, so they made a takon to get married Wednesday because Shema Tizne Acher HaNesuin. Ma She'en came over here, and Shema Tizne is Achshash, maybe. Here, they were making a takon to write as man, Shema Zinso. This is past history. Shema Zinso, Loi Chashina, Shema Tizne Chashina. That's how that the Melim says Pshat and Taisus, Amurdike Mechudish Tike Pshat. Now Moshe wants to say Taisus means something else. Taisus means, and Demison, the Taisus Harosh mentions this for it. Taisus Harosh mentions that Arusa is more olal to be mizana than a nesua. Znus the nesua loy shchiche. Znus ta arusa shchich. And there it's znus ta arusa, and here it's znus ta nesua, and let us explain this for 1 minute. Bizman chazau, na arusa was bebeis avia. She had no shaykhis with her husband. She was on her own. An arusa who is on her own and is not pressured with the fear that her husband will find out that she's mizana, he lives 200 miles away. So she can do what she wants. So memele, znus ta arusa shchicha. Znus de nesua, I mean, Zanesua, she's too scared to be Mizana. Phyllis, she would want to be Mizana. Her husband's there. He might pop in. He might find out. She's, so, Znus Nesua Lo Shchich. This is a teretz that the Taisus HaRosh says. Now, Gebucha, before we go back to Taisus, I'd like to say for 1 minute, it's Parsha Shoftim. In Parsha Shoftim, we learned that there's a chilek between the Einish of a Nara Amorosa and a Nesua. A Nara Amorosa, that's Mizana, gets Skila. A Nesua gets Chenik. And Skila is more humble than Chenik. So the brother of the Maral asks Akashem, how do we understand this Mishpat HaTorah? L'chaire, a Nesua is more married than an Arusa. There's a bigger kasha. And a Nesua gets Chenik. And Arusa gets Skila. So what's the logic in this halacha? So the brother of the Maral says, Amosha the Kazakh. He says that an Arusa, when she is Mizane, she's doing it without heart palpitations. She's not scared of anyone. Her husband's 200 miles away. He'll never find out. So Mamela, she's doing the Avere without any fear. The Rebbein Shalom is upgefragt. But she doesn't fear her husband. She doesn't fear anything. A person who does an avere without any fear, that person deserves skila. And the sue, she also is not scared of the Rabbi Nishol. But she's doing the avere with heart palpitations. Every noise, every creak, maybe her husband is coming now. An avere that is not done wholeheartedly with this. The Torah took off the einish. That's what the Amora de Kazakh. So, Petterburg, I think, says, what if a person does an Aveira and later, Yitzray Tokva, he did an Aveira and later, I'm gonna be Nenash and does. There's a fear of the Rebbe, or maybe Bishas Meis's heart is clapping. He can't hold himself back. But, what's gonna be? I'm gonna be Nenash. He says, one doesn't know how much he's accomplishing with these heart palpitations, because he's doing the Aveira. But let's go back to Ramesha. So Ramesha says that the whole takone that Chazal made, that an Arusa should get mad, that the Besulani says, L'yoyim Harvi, because they were afraid, Shema Tizne Bimei Arusa. Because Eresin is as man, that's easy to be Mizana. There's no pressure, there's no fear. Not based me Shema Tizna Shema. Here you have to say, here, Anarusa declared Shema Tizna. Anarusa declared Shema Tizna. Anarusa, they didn't declare Shema Zinso. Because she's Anarusa and she's Narusa. I think that's what Ramesha says. So that's similar to the Taisus Harosh. I think he says this. Ba'oit, the hosam afal gav leishchich, osu takone v'choshu shaiti osu ro ve'lomis v'it v'sema b'isa. Abolocha leichosh mechia v'smisa v'lai mikta lo kivin de leishchich. Now Taisus says the last words as follows. Afilu will say znus is leishchich, will say all znus is leishchich. So Taisus says, for some things we could be chayish for a leishchich de kezach, and for other things we won't be chayish for Allah Shchiach the Kazakh. For example, Taisa says as follows, by this nus of Psulani says L'yoyim Arvi, so there we are chayish, maybe she was Mizane Tachtov, even though it's nus Lo Shchiche, because if she was Mizane, this person will be living Be'isa Kol Yomov with her Saita. So Memele Chazal were chayish, even though it's not probable that this occurred, but when they were chayish, they took precautions. Masha Enkein over here, to make a takone, what will be, if Shitaka was Mizane, and he made a get that will prevent Bezin from killing her. So what'll be? So, he won't kill her. That's the only calamity. So since this is known to be over Isurim over here, we will just make that Bezin will be unable to kill her. So he unable to kill her. Finish. So it's not Ekvelt. It would be a Milsa de Shriche. They would be Chayish. Since it's a milsa d'loy shchicha, they weren't chayish. Now let's go back to the Gemara. V'rav Yochanan, my time aleyom akeresh lakish. Now the Gemara asks, why didn't Rav Yochanan say like Resh Lakish that the time is als peiris? So the Gemara answers, Kosova, Rav Yochanan holds, yesh lebar peiris at shas nesine. That the peiris belong to the Baal till the nesine. Let us see Rashi. At shas nesine hilkach. Zman ksivis get leimahani midi. So Rashi says, the zman you write in the get is does not accomplish anything. The chiosir lemitrov, when does she first acquire the peiris? She first acquires the peiris after the nesine. Boy lasui sadi emes motegitali yoda. That means this man that is not accomplishing anything. She comes to the lekuches. She'll come to the husband. What's with the peiris after the get? It's 2 weeks already. So the first thing they'll ask her, who says you got the get 2 weeks ago? Maybe you got the get just now. So she'll have to prove when she got the get. So this man is seen as she has to prove. So this man, when it was written, it doesn't accomplish anything. Because even I know when it was written, they'll tell him, yeah, it was written then, but I have to know when you got the get. Because that's when you first acquired the peiris. That's what Rashi says. Perish bekuntres, let's see Taisus. Hilkach's man ksivis aget lemahani midi. Knowing when the get was written doesn't help anything. The chiboy lemitrov, when she wants to be goy with the peiris, boy lesuye sadi, she has to bring edim, emes mota gitalu yoda. When did you get the get? So Taisus, it's very interesting. Halacha. That means, so Rashi is telling us that when a woman brings a get with a date, and she says, I was going to get this date, so they tell her, I'm sorry, prove that the nesine was on the same day of the chsime. And so the chsime, this man will seem as worthless. In fact, Taisvis, by all shtores, the din is not like that. By all shtores, for example, a moicher sold a lekeach a kark, and there's a shtar. It's a zman. So now the lekeach will, whatever it is, he'll want to prove that it's his kark, so he'll show the shtar. So someone will have asked him, who says you got it on this date? Prove when you got it. Don't show me the shtar. There's no such thing. A loive gave over a shtar to a malvin. There's a date on the shtar. So the malva now mum from the lekuches. So will someone ask Rishayla, who says the halvo was this day? Maybe it was written before and he gave it to you later. There's no such thing. All over in Hilchish Torahs, we'll see, we assume, b'yoyim shen nichtav nimsa. We don't clear that there was, no, that's the normal procedure and I don't clear differently. I look at the date, and that, Mistomet, the date of the Ksima, that was the date of the Mesira. So Mela, we're back. So first, Taisus is going to prove this. So Taisus asks, Afagav de Bechol Shtoris, Ein Tzorech Lohavi Eidim, Eimes Motra Shtale Yodek. Afilu Meman De Lesloi Eido Bechsuma Av Zochenloi. Afilu We don't hold Eid of the Chsum of Zochalai. Now, we had mentioned yesterday already, there's a concept that the Chalais is Chal B'Shas Chsimes Eidim. After the Shtar is given over, it's Chal retroactively. So if you hold Eid of the Chsum of Zochalai, so there's Bechlau no Kashe, let us ask when it was given over. It doesn't matter when it was given over, because as soon as it's given over, we say it's chal retroactively mishas simas edim. So this man is very good. We have to really know when the chsima was. But Taisa says, afilu laman de lesle edim v'chsuma zochaloi. Hainu mishum. So Taisa says, but also we are not chayish that the nesina was later. By all stories, Mishum Zaladiday and Kaisman Shtala Loiva Elim came al the Imai. The Gemara says about Mitzvah, we will not write a shtar for a loiva unless the Malva is there. And for that express purpose, because maybe they'll write the shtafim the loiva now, and there's a zman that says nissen, and he'll give it over in Tishrei, and then there'll be a gewaltike kilkul, because people will assume that Talvo was a nissen, saying kais mishtal loiva elim came alvimai. So all the time, all shtaris, when you have two parties, so normally the shtar is written when the other party is together with him. That's normally how you write a shtar. A loiva will only write a shtar. It's only permitted to write a shtar if the malva is here. So if the malva is here, if the malva is here already, so then I can assume he gave it over right away. Mashenka was just a few days when he can taste it. Mashenka came by get. By get, a husband can write a get if the wife is not here. So by a get, I have to think maybe the Nesina was not together with the Chasina. So an argument that the get is unique, different than all other stories. Let us see Tosfos in the Ben Kilkach. Ki even shoyamal v'sham amrinin shemiyad mosaloi. Eistis, a shtar, but not a shtar aknaisa. A shtar aknaisa means that there was a kinya chalipin was made, that the shibud was chal already, like we make an aksubis for kanina minay. But all other shtaris are not permitted to be written unless the malv is there. Hilkach. Kivin shohoyo malvisham, since the malva was there, amrino, we assume shemiyad mosaloi, that was given over right away. But by get, it's not like that. By get, a husband can write a get, even though his wife is not there. So by a get, I can start thinking, so who says that was given over to her on the date that's written on the get? So therefore, as she says, when she wants the Monday payer, she has to prove when she received the get. And I don't rely on this man. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia as follows. Someone is walking in the street and he finds a get isha. So now, it says in the get, that Beryl get his wife, loch. So first of all, we have to know who lost the get. Could very well be Beryl lost the get. He didn't give it as yet to his wife. Could be Rachel lost the get. So it says like this, Bizman. So if the Baal says, if Beryl says, yeah, it fell out from my pocket, I never gave it to her, then you didn't give it to her, she's not going to get. Bizicha won't give it to her. But what if Beryl says, doesn't say 100%, I gave it to her, and it's her get, she lost it, and she tiny is that she lost it. So they didn't, she give it back to her. Fragt der Gemara, bis man Shabbal Moide, Yachsel Isha. Und Porich, der Gemara, erst nachher, still me kosum, litim ben Nissen. Maybe he wrote this get in Nissen, bloi nosan a Tishrei, and he didn't give it to her till Tishrei. Wo ozal, vizovin, peri, mi Nissen a Tishrei. And he sold peris mi Nissen a Tishrei legally, because the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yochanan that the peiros she acquires after the nesina. Umafkele legite the kosve benisin. So Mamela, you're going to give her this get, and she's going to go to the kuchis and say, "Look, you bought peiros minisin atishra. I was geget from nisin." Ba'osir lemitrav lekuchis shaloi kedit. So the Gemara asks Akasha, "How can you give her this get?" We'll see the whole kash is because it's a reyes in the nefile, a get that falls down, that gets lost. Something's fishy over here. So this makes me think that something was done wrong with this get. So the Gemara says maybe that's pshat in this get, that it was written in Nissen, was given over in Tishrei. And therefore the Gemara asks, so how could you give it back to her? Maybe she'll be goyve from the lekuche shalaykedin. She'll say she was geget in Nissen. Vektoisvis v'amai koshalei tvei yahi bereis mi b'chol gitin shaboilam. Now, Rashi says, whenever a woman mons lekuches, she has to prove when she got the get. Since there's a klal of kaisven getli ish afa pishen ishta imoy, so I have no right to assume it was given over the same day. So every woman who mons from lekuches has to be mevara when the nesima was. That's what Rashi says. And the Gemara of Metziah asked this kasha by a get that was lost in the Zareyes and the Nefila. And that get the Gemara asked the kasha. Tamay kosha leitvei, ahi bereis mi bechol gitin shabaylo. Ela mash me davki beget ha nimtza. The Yisra ben Nefila. And the Zareyes and the Nefila over there. Something's fishy with this get. Who the Yoma I see Raya Amos Mota Gitaliyoda? Prove when you got to get. Abu Bechol Gitnam Rinne, Mistome, Beyoim Shen Nichtav, Benechtam Nimsa. Vaimari, Samemele, so the Ri, because of this Kasha is Chaylekan Rashi. Vaimari, the Hochi Perushe, not the way Rashi says. Achas Nesine, that the Peres belong to him Achas Nesine, the Kivin. The yesh lebal peiris achas nesine, leihutzuchu lesakins man beget mishum peiris. Since the peiris are told in the sine, the be'im bois man ovit namito begito lebesn oile edem, the yichtuvu lo shemei oisai yoim nizkarsha. So Taisvi says the re learned different shot. The re learned not like Rashi. If you see as man on a get, I should assume that the date of the get was the date of the nesine. This is normally what occurs, not the way Rashi said. Normally, we will not ask a kasha, prove when you got the get. Look at when it was written, that's when I got it. The Gemara who asked Akasha, maybe the get was written in Nissan, given over in Tishrei, that was by an Aveda that the Zareyes did in the Nefila. I, Oibazoi, but if the way Taisus is saying that I assume that when I want to know when the Nesina is, I look at the date of the get, oh, that's when the Nesina was, so now we have to understand our Gemara. The Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't you say this man is als Peiris? So he says, well, the peiris belonged to the husband till the Nesina. Fine. So write as man and I'll know when the Nesina was. What is Pshat Rabbi Yochanan? According to Taisus, this man of the get will tell me when the Nesina was. So Taisus says, no, Pshat Rabbi Yochanan is different. Pshat Rabbi Yochanan is, since she first acquires the get, since she first acquires the peiris when she gets the get, so we don't have to be misakin as man for her. Let her go to Bezdin. That means as man would also be a toive for her, that she'd be able to prove when the Nesina was. But why do we have to make a special takone if she is a posha to eitze? When she gets the get, she'll go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will write a shtar when she got the get. So therefore it's not necessary. Not it won't help, the way Rashi says.
Yes, I'm the way. 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 Yes, I'm the